Okay, so let's continue in Sukkah. The bottom of Vavam Beis. Okay, so now that we have the conclusion that it's three walls, and Halacha Moshe Sinai says the third wall, it's sufficient to have a tefach. Now we have the question of the position of that tefach. So that's the Gemara's question. V'yoso tefach heichan ma'amido. Okay, so we're going to learn like the Ritva now. The Ritva is it's not in the old editions. In the old editions, it says it's missing a couple pages. So from like Hay to Tess. Somehow or other, they found those missing pages in another manuscript. So in the newer printing of the Ritva, they have this the part that's missing. Yeah, so how does he learn the pshat? So he said like this, Omar Rav Ma'amido Keneged Hayotze. So what's Keneged Hayotze? We spent some time on it last week. Keneged Hayotze means across from the wall that's going out. Simply put. Right? Across from the wall that's going out. So in our diagram, we have two walls that are meeting at the angle. Okay. We have an east and a south. So now you would put it at the end. Now, if you put it parallel to one of the walls and in line with the corner of the other wall. Okay. So what would you say it looks like? What would the lock spider say?
Something upside like a hay? Down hay?
Could be. Kind of hay orient that wall. A hay on it. Well, you could make it into a regular hay, no?
Yeah.
You could just make it into a hay. Right?
Yeah.
So it's got one side completely empty. Right? It's got two full walls meeting at a corner. One side completely open. And the third side is open until the last tefach has that tefach. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's Rav. So now what did Rav Asi and Rav Kahana say? They said, Ma'amido Keneged Rosh Tor. They said, why don't you put it in the same location, but tilt it on an angle. Okay? Mm-hmm. Those are the two. Those are the two possibilities. Alright, so let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva tries to explain the idea, the machlokas between the two of them. And Rav was Shosik. Go ahead.
First page of the Ritva.
This is the second page of the Ritva. The first page just describes what I said, I think, right?
Yeah.
As a description. By the way, it's pretty clear that Tosus is learning this way. Because if you look at Tosus, Vayami Denu Kineged Rosh Tor. So he says, Afagav de Akiyotze Boze Omar Perakama de Ervin Osiavir Dahigisa Udahigisa Mvatale. In other words, there's a case in Ervin where we say if you put up, if you have a big opening, right? If you have a big opening in a mavoi and you want to try to close it down, you put a little piece over here. So the Gemara says, well, it's no good because the space over here and the space over here are going to be Mvatale. So he's comparing it to a space, to a case where there's space on both sides. It's pretty clear he's learning it's not attached to one of the walls. Otherwise you wouldn't have a vira on Hagisa and Hagisa. So his answer is, even though we say normally you have a problem of vira Hagisa Hagisa, Hocha de Tefach Mechitza de Araisa Vehilchasa Gemirila Lo Asi Avira Mavatala. Whatever the answer is. But he says over here it's the tefach and that's the raisa and that's the lachal moshe b'sinai, so it's good. But the point is you can just tell how he's learning the pshat of keneged rosh tor as off on its own with air on both sides.
Okay.
As opposed to Rashi's picture that's here. You wouldn't have that.
Right.
Okay. Rav, so according to the Ritva learns like the Balamor, that Rav just disregarded their question. He wasn't even choshish for the question. They were not, they weren't his rebbeim or anything, and they weren't on his par with him. He just wasn't concerned with their question. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Kedivre Harav Balamor,
right.
Svirale, De Kevan De Rachmano Kimta.
Okay, so here's the Svara.
De Kevan De Rachmano Kimta Atefach, Hare Hi Kedofen Gemura, Velo Ba'inan Rosh Tor.
Right, so as I told you, this edition, that, what is it called, the Or Torah?
The Or Chachma.
This printing does a better job than most of the Rav Kook. Because although they found these missing pages, there are serious problems in the text. And they do a very good job in making it sensible. You read through the Torah, the other one, just you can't figure out what he's talking about.
Because these, they add all that, like in the brackets.
Yeah, they do a good job with the brackets.
Okay.
So what's the Svara again? That what? Rav, hold, this is Rav's Svara. That what? The Torah says that what? That it's three walls, right? But the third wall is as a tefach. So therefore that tefach is like a wall.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The low bainon rosh tor.
You don't need to tilt it.
Yeah. The kevan the king, tfei chazi le mesamche le chad min hakotlem, velo shetiye rechoka v'yichidus b'fnei atzma.
Right.
So, and that it should be.
It's better to be that way. Yeah.
And since
one second. Okay. Now this is the machlokus, but in the first part he explains it like this, that. Shehamachitza kol lechol ruach sheyirta. Right. Alpha Pisha, yeah. He says that what was there? What was he says? What did Rav say? Rav says to put it like the picture. And Rav Kahan Ravasi de parchile shiami deno keneged rosh tor haynu shiami den va'alachson b'keren aparts not l'shem kadesh yischaber b'kol echad mehem v'yira ki ilu so same hakol. Right. In other words, in the beginning, he gives you the svara of Ravasi and Rav Kahan. What was their svara? If you put it on the diagonal, it'll be like it's so same hakol, and that's what Rashi. That's what it means when he says Rashi says it'll be like it has four walls, right? Mm-hmm. But Rav, so you know, as you see from Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, that what's the idea of this tefach?
Closure.
What's the closure? Like a stima.
Yeah.
Right. So now the question is, why is Rav? So Rav is also trying to achieve some sort of a stima with his tefach over here. So the question is, why is Rav Asi's? Why did Rav not consider Rav Asi's idea? Now, as you would say, if you're trying to achieve stima, so then they have a good idea. By tilting it, now you're going to have like a full stima.
How do you know that Rav's also trying to achieve some sort of stima?
Yeah, he says it. He says it in there. I see. I didn't underline that part for you, but did we do it inside? He says it in a few places. But the Ritva is explaining why there's no limud from Bava Basra to Sukkah, because just over there by Bava Basra, it's a case of Kenyan, right? And by Kenyan, it all goes by the das of the makna. What did the guy have in mind when he drew those lines? And the buyer has the underhand, right? The seller has the upper hand, because the buyer is going to be a motzi miyad the muchsa, right? If I say, if you sold me something, and I you have to prove what you bought, because it's mine. So therefore, Rav said he just gets the minimum that he could mean, right? So, but that's all an inyan of das, okay? Of al hacha, dofne sukkah de achshar achmona b'shtayim kilchosam v'shlishas tefach ki'ilu akol sosam. Says this whole thing over here by the sukkah is no das. He says no inyan of das. It's an inyan of creating an area that's considered closed. Hechi shayach lomer bittel. What sense would it mean to say that the small wall should be mavatal the big wall? It doesn't make any sense. Umihu. That's pure genius. Have they switched that mihu to two words? Umihu. Umihu hamiskavein. The Moshe Rav Kook keeps it with the mihu. Makes no sense. Umihu hamiskavein levatal. Whose das is miskavein to be mavatal the big wall? Who? Yeah. Shelo yakne ela kineged hakotzer. He doesn't mean literally kinyan. Adarava din Torah sheyehe atefach hakotzer kone v'sosem kamoh aruch. That is the din Torah. I don't know why he's using the word kona here, but that is the din Torah, that the small wall should work to be so same the whole thing. Dilo, otherwise, my os hilchsov ukim to a tefach. What did the hilchsov do to say it's a tefach? It didn't come to say the small wall, it didn't come to reduce the small wall. Definitely the tefach came to catch up to the long wall, not to reduce it. Right? So therefore, Rashi is ikar, meaning the way he learned Rashi. And then he says it makes sense, the lashon makes sense, because kineged hayotze means the end of the other wall. Okay. And Rosh Tor also makes sense. But so basically what comes out is that Rav agrees with the idea of stima. Rav agrees that it's functioning for a stima. And that's where Rav Asi and Rav Kahana jump on him. They say, if you're telling me that this little tefach is now like it completes a stima, so if you tilt it, you'll get a better completion of stima, because now you'll have four walls. Okay. So what is Rav's argument back?
You'll have five walls. No, but no. That's not
his
argument.
What does he say? What does he say?
You'll lose your actual
dofen gemura.
He says since the dofen, since the Allah Moshe says it is dofen gemura, you don't need to do anything else. And if you did something else, it's worse. Why?
Because that's not the din Torah.
No.
Yeah, there's another how much we see.
No. What did you say? It's adif. It's tvei.
Because otherwise it's going to be yachidus b'fnei atzmo.
Right. It's better to have it samuch to this wall than to have it off on its own. It's samuch to this wall when you consider it a wall. You can't get thrown by that phrase. When he says samuch to the wall, he's not going back to Rashi. He means to say Halacha Moshe Mishnah says view this as a wall, because that's what he says in the beginning. The Halacha Moshe Mishnah is the tefach counts as a wall. Right? Now you have this wall, midin halacha moshe misine. How should it be oriented? Mm-hmm. He says it's better to orient it
parallel or
with
perpendicular.
This, yeah. Right. Perpendicular to the sukkah than to have it oriented off on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either here nor there.
Now, what's the tfei thing? What is he saying?
Yeah, so what's tfei? The tfei thing? Yeah, tfei is his far.
Yeah, that's a
tfei is his far. So let's understand it. Let's see if we can define it. It's an interesting argument between the two of them, because they have a very compelling reason. They have a very compelling reason of stima.
What's this?
Rav Asi and Rav Kahana. They're saying you'll create a full stima with that one tefach.
Alachson.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is the tfei thing? Is he calling the tfei thing the fact that they have like five walls? They'll end up with five walls.
No, that doesn't bother him. What bothers him about the tfei? The tfei thing. What bothers him is that now it's off on its own.
Oh. Meaning it looks tfei to the other two walls, like meaning an irrelevant addition.
It's not part of
tfei over here. He does, by tfei, when he uses the word tfei, he's saying his svara is tfei is better than their svara.
Oh, that's what he means.
It's tfei. It's better to have it connected with the sukkah than to have it off on its own. Yes, what do you say? Jacob? Okay, in other words, let's take Rav. Let's just define how he's learning the Halacha Moshe Mishnah. Okay, so the Torah says three walls. Halacha Moshe Mishnah says one reduced down to a tefach. So we said we were bothered with that whole idea. How do you start out with three walls? If you need three walls, how do you reduce a wall down to a tefach? That's not what you need. So we said you have to differentiate between the function of the two walls and the third wall, right? So Rav is learning like this. The two walls are really the ones that create an area that's broken off from the flow of traffic. Once you have a corner like that, it's a dead end. Nobody can go through that area. But so that's it wouldn't be possible that Lachol Moshe Sinai would could reduce any of those walls, because that would reduce their ikar. That would take away the ikar of what they are. But the third wall, Rav is learning, is really marking out the extent of the effect of the area of the two walls.
Right? It's almost like it could have been a point.
hold on. It's marking out, because it's not clear where is this area affecting. Is it up to here?
No.
Is it up to here? So it's putting a tefach on the corner, it's saying this wall is fully affecting as far as it can go. This wall is fully affecting as far as it can go. Mm-hmm. And now it's defining an area inside of it. You understand? So that third tefach is more of a demarcation of the effect of the first two. That's why it's possible to be reduced down to a tefach. You understand? And so Rav Asi and Rav Kahana saying, okay, so if all it's doing is telling you where it is, where these two go, this is better, because it's even going to both. It's showing you each one, right? The only thing is that Rav is saying that Rav didn't even like the argument one bit. There's something funny about the argument. And that is, I think,
it's not attached to either one. So therefore, you can't really consider part of the structure still.
Exactly. In other words, Rav says, your idea of switching it to the Alach zone is good once you know it's part of this structure and functioning as a stima, as a demarcation of stima. But what makes it... But now you're lacking connection to the structure. In other words, in order for this to function as a demarcation of the effect of the first two, it has to be nicker that it's working with these two. It has to be nicker that it's part of the structure of the first two.
They tried to do too much with them, they lost. Right.
So once it's oriented to complete the physical structure of the three, then it shows that it's functioning with the three, how? As a marker of the extent of the effect of the structure. But over here, you have to know on your own that this is part of the structure. No one tells you. There's nothing that's nicker over here. Maybe some guy was starting a new building over here. Now, if you would complete this wall, it doesn't have anything to do with these two. If you would complete this wall, it does. So Rav is saying, your idea is good in theory. The only thing is, it depends on it being part of the structure in order for it to function with it as a sosing.
And there's nothing inherently.
This looks like it's part of some other random thing that somebody just left here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jacob.
So you're saying if it...
Because you need something to indicate it's part of it, and then once it's part of it, you can say, how is it part of it? I can say, oh, it's part of it in terms of delineating the effect of the east and the south walls. But you can't just have something that's on its own and say it's a so-same. It has to first be part of it. Right? They took the effect and they said, oh, now let's increase the effect of stima. The other thing is, they didn't realize that the effect of stima is only good when it's clear that it's part of the structure. That's why he didn't even respond to them.
So,
because ultimately, also, the Halacha Lo Moshe Sinai is telling you it's a unified entity of three walls.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just use the function of stima without saying it's part of the structure. Yeah, Jacob. In other words, they were saying like this, if it was on the corner slanted, that would seem like this corner is meeting up to this corner, and this corner is meeting up to this corner. Now it really looks closed. Whereas your side is only closing off one of the walls. That was their argument to him.
You could also connect the bottom part of that, no?
No.
You wouldn't be able to connect the bottom part of that?
That would be by implication. By implication, you would say that since this is going to here, then the whole thing must end over here. But they're saying you can do it direct. You can do both sides directly. That's better, to have both sides directly as opposed to this side and then the implication of the rest. And he's saying that's no good because you don't really have any structure. This is not part of the structure.
Like, couldn't that also be by...
In other words, according to Ravasi and Rav Kahana, why does it have to be a tefach? Why does it have to be a tefach? So that's what Tosis is bothered with. Now, if it's on the alachson in the corner, it's not really joining a structure of a third wall. It's really purely demarcating where the two work. So then why does it have to be a structure of a cheftza of tefach? Nah, you know what I mean? No, yeah. Why can't... Right?
Just put a point at the
just put a point. Okay. So that's what Tosis is saying, because in general we have this idea that something that's in the middle of nothing is batel, from the air on one side and the air on the other side combine to nullify it. So if it was just a stick, we would say, well, that's just nothing, because it's in the middle of nowhere, and it's one isolated stick. Well, he says, tefach is a shir midaraisa of mechitza, so it's already a cheftza. And in other words, if you're trying to put things together and say, oh, look at all the sticks that make something, you have to, if each one was in the middle of a bigger section, you just say it's batel. In the middle of an open area, you would say it's batel. But once you have a critical mass of tefach, now you don't ignore it. That's what he wants to say. It's a tefach, is a mechitza daraisa, a hilchasa gemirila, something like chashiv, correct, that it won't be batel. But they needed the halacha Moshe Sinai to say it's not batel. As opposed to Rav is saying, Lachal Moshe Sinai is to make that third wall. According to them, it was like not a structure of three. It was a combination. Okay. All right, let's take the next Shita. Okay, so now we have a new Shita. Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So he has a totally different shot. He argues with Rav. Okay? And what does he say to do?
Make a tefach.
Make a fat tefach. Right, the shofik. It means regular tefach is four fingers closed. Mm. That's a full. That's a tefach. Mm. Shofik is loose. Okay, so it's going to be lemaisa a little bit bigger than a tefach. Okay, so take a wide tefach and put it where?
Less than three tefachim next to one another.
So less than three tefachim is lavad. Right. If you say lavad is three tefachim, you're wrong. Lovet is less than three tefachim. Okay? Less than three tefachim. So now you have less than three. Okay? Less than three tefachim. And now you can have your tefach shofik. Okay? That's one tefach plus. So now what have you got over here?
A little more than four.
Four. No, you got four. You got exactly four.
Oh, because...
A little less and a little more.
A little less and a little more.
That could be like 2.9, then Aleph, the tefach could be 1.1.
That's right.
Okay. Couldn't you just have 3.6?
Good question.
Yes.
Good question.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, why? We didn't say what this does yet. So what does Rashi say? Why did Rabbi Simon say to make it... four. One and a little within three.
So
who cares about four? Let me just give you a quick useful pointer, okay? Sometimes this comes up and it's confusing. When the Gemara says shalosha, it's talking about tfachim. When it says shalosh, it's talking about amos.
Amos the gable.
It doesn't come up in this case, but there later on. Keep going. Four and four. Keep going. Four and four. Four and four. But one means amos and one means shalosh. Gotta pay attention to the head. Sometimes it won't specify.
I see.
Four is a difference because there's four tfachim and there's four amos by schach puzzle. Four tefachim in the middle is possible. Four amos on the edges, on the side is possible. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara goes arba and arba. You gotta know a little bit of the
grammar.
Basic grammar there. Yeah. Otherwise, you get very confused very quickly. Okay. So anyhow, so what does four tefachim do for us? You know what Rashi say?
So midol tefach megimol samach leechas leechas hadafanos. Pachos megimol kelavud, v'havile k'mechitza shadal tefachim, u'meshech sukkah shiva. So that's tefachim. Nimsa ruvo shal dofen asay. So it turns out that ruvo of one of the walls is asay.
So it comes out, Rashi learns, it's Rov Dofen. Mm-hmm. Now that you have Rov Dofen, you're good. Huh? Well, let's assume these walls are seven, for simplicity. Right, but what is the Svara of this? I mean, if I would tell you you need three walls and one of them is enough to be a tefach. Rabbi Simon says no. It means four tefachim. Mind you, when we say lavud means it's like it's sosum. It means it's like it's closed
so
up. It's really like four tefachim now.
Yeah.
It's not a din of one tefach. You have four tefachim on that side. So somehow or other, Rabbi Simon interprets halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai of one tefach into a mitzias of four tefachim.
But if the halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai just said four tefachim, it would have been the same thing.
You see, it doesn't work on the other walls.
One tefachim.
Yeah, you could do that, right?
Right. It's no difference.
No difference.
You couldn't do it for the other two walls.
Could you do it for the other two walls?
Of course not. You wouldn't have seven by seven. So it's only the third wall does this work on.
That's right.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm saying, let's say that the bottom wall.
Yep.
I want to do the same thing on the bottom wall.
Well, so then you won't. But then you have four. But then you have four. Right.
That's not gonna work.
No, of course it's not gonna work.
Right. I'm saying it's only on.
But this would work. But this would work. This would work.
Yeah. That would work. That's because it's closed up. I'm saying, but you couldn't have.
That would work.
Yep.
If each one of these was less than three.
I'm just saying that rove walls doesn't work as a wall. In general.
Right.
It's only this third wall doesn't work on.
Right. Well, what is the idea of this? What's the idea of the row of walls, of the row of this wall? And why did he insist on changing the pshat from tefach to the simple, from the simple pshat, from the simple understanding of tefach?
Should have said four tefachim,
right. So let's see. So the Ritva explains this, tries to work on this problem. Go ahead.
So that tefach
that you need, that the Gemara says you need, yes, so Rashi says what? Right, so with lavud you get four tefachim.
The havi rov shir hechsher saga,
which is the rov of a kosher sukkah. That's Rafi's question. What's half of seven? Three and a half. That's right. Even if it was just a tefach grida, pure straight tefach, so what would you get? You get 3.9.
Okay. 3.75.
That's more than Noah Zivi can tell me. You need rove. So anything more than three and a half is rove. So why do you need this whole fancy thing of the fat tefach to get four? So his first answer is that why do you need four? Because you need a ruba de minkara.
A discernible majority.
Perfect. A discernible majority.
Is that true by like both coasts?
No. You have that though. There is a sheet like that by, Minyan. Yeah, I think there's a position like that. A ruba de minkara. It does come up and be like eight, let's say, not like just six. Right. So, Ruba de Minkara. Yeah. Let's see the next chat.
However, Tosos, Pierce, the Fichach,
by. It's not our Tosos, by the way.
By Tefach Shochek, Bashem de Pachos, my Arbet Fachem, Lochashivi, Bashem Dachta.
Okay, so we have two Pshatim. Rashi says, Rov. Question then is, why can't it just be 3.6? Why does that have to be four? So the answer to that one, he says, and that's I think the Ron's answer, that it's a ruba de minkara, which is strange.
A discernible
rove, huh?
So the half tefach is like a therefore discernible, makes it a discernible rove.
So 3.6 is not a discernible. 3.7 is not discernible. 3.8 is not discernible. 3.9. Four.
How about 3.99?
Nope.
No. Four. Well, you have to draw the line somewhere.
If you saw that wall, you wouldn't necessarily know that it took up rove with the loving, something like that.
Integers. We need integers.
Is that what it means?
We have to think about it. But that's one shot. Second shot is what?
Because less than four is never chashev.
Because less than four is just not a chashev entity. Now that's found in elsewhere. Take a look, for instance, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, it's going through the Arba and the Arba'o. Okay. Yeah, it's complicated cases, but take a look at the Rashi on the wide line, the widest line. He says, so it starts with one line up. When we say four, so the general rule is Schach Pasel is Posel with four Tvachim. Avir is Pasel with three Tvachim. Right? Because Avir with three Tvachim means you have a break in your Sukkah. It's talking about where it's going the whole length, let's say. Right? So now you just have, you just basically split your Sukkah into two. Because without three Tvachim, if you have three Tvachim, then you don't have Lavads. Now you basically have two distinct pieces of Schach. So you're going to have a problem. Unless you have four walls, you can have two three walled Sukkahs. That would be fine. But, he says, "V'chiyam mina bar bo'o kigon be'emtza rochok mina kosel dalet amos." So that's when we say schach posel is posel. That's with four tefachim. So that's when it's far away from the wall, because otherwise you can have dofen akuma. But anyway, v'nimtza chotzeitz besukah bein kasher l'kasher. So now same thing. You have four tefachim of schach posel going down the length of your sukkah. Now it turns out it's chotzeitz between the schach kasher on this side and the schach kasher on that side. V'arbo havi mokom choshev lihios chetzitza. Four tefachim is a makom chashev. Now it's a chotzeitz. When does your schach posel? When is your schach posel a chatzitza between the schach kasher and the schach kasher? When it's four. Why? Because four is chashev.
Is that the minkara thing a separate svar than this?
Yes, Rashi is not. Rashi agrees. There is this idea that four is considered chashev. Rashi's not employing that over here. Okay? I'm just trying to show you that the idea that to say four is chashev is not just the total. It's not like he's making that up for this purpose over here.
Yeah.
There is an idea that four tefachim is considered a chashev entity. Okay? But either way, let's try to understand the idea of Rabbi Simon in general, and the machlokas between Rashi's pshat and the pshat of Tosfos of why you need the four. Okay.
According to Rashi, it's staffed by a 7x7 sukkah. Like if you had a 10x10.
No, I don't think it doesn't make a difference. I don't think it makes a difference. This mm-hmm. works in all sukkahs.
You could have, as long as you have four, it'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just has to be row of hechsher sukkah.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Uh-huh. Right. It just has to be row of hechsher sukkah. It doesn't have to be the row of the actual sukkah that you're in. Sometimes it's easy to start with the most peculiar thing. Okay? I mean, I don't know. To me, Ruba the Minkar is peculiar. What does that mean? If you need Rove, if Rove is enough, because a Ruba Kakula, what are we going to say? So what's the difference? Like Rafi said, you don't want to say you drink Rove Kos. Nobody says it has to be a Ruba the Minkar. So what do you mean a Ruba the Minkar over here? What is that? If it's Rove, it's Rove. That's also a Lach Lamosh Museum. No? I don't know. Rove, Ruba Kakula. So, why does it have to be a special rove here? Four? Yeah. What does minkara mean? Minkara what? What is it, Ruba de Minkara?
That it's rove of a sukkah wall.
That makes sense then. You're not looking for a mathematical rove.
Correct.
So
the truth is, this has nothing to do with a normal Ruba Kakula. Right, this is exactly where we say Rove doesn't work in general. Right, there's a famous distinction in Rubo Kukulo. In other words, we don't say the simplest example is by Minyan. Right, you say if you have 10 people, so if Rove of them have not yet davened, in other words, if Rove 10 is an Ada, 10 is a Tzibor, right? But in order to have Chazar Sashat, in order to have Davar Shebikdusha, whatever it is you're doing, you need to have a tzibur that's chayev in the tefillah, right? Or tzibur that's chayiv in kriyas, or whatever it is. So if I have the tzibur of 10 and 6 of them have not yet davened, now what can I say about this whole cheftza of tzibur? It's a tzibur of chayavim. How is it a tzibur of chayavim? Because rove of the tzibur is chayav. And midin rubo kakulo, I can extend a quality that exists in rove of the entity to the entire entity. Say, this tzibur that I have in front of me, 10 people, needs tefillah. Why does the whole tzibur need tefillah? Because rove needs tefillah. Okay? Democracy. But if I had 6 people standing there, I couldn't say I have rove of a tzibur, and therefore I can daven. Right? Because that would be rove in terms of the substance itself. That would be saying, if I have 6, it's like I have 10. No, it's not. If I have 6, it's like I have 6. Right? Mm-hmm. But if I have 10 where 6 need davening, so 10 is an entity, now I can say, well, what is the attribute of this entity? Is this an entity that needs davening or doesn't need davening? So we'll say, well, look at what is the most of this entity need? Davening. Okay, so then we say, this whole thing needs davening. This whole entity needs davening, right? But, and like coast too. I have the coast in front of me. If I drink rove of it, I can say, it's like I applied shasiyah to the whole cheftza of kos. But you can't start out with rove of kos, right? And say, well, I have most of the wine in the cup, it's like I have a full cup. That won't work. Because that's in terms of the shear. That's in terms of the strict shear that you need. So over here, what are we saying? Because you have 4 because you have 60% of a wall, you have a whole wall. That's like saying because I have 60% of a minion, I have a whole minion. Doesn't make sense. And if that type of thing works, why can't it work on all three walls, right? So there's a good reason what Ruba de Minkra is doing over here. And what is that? Yeah.
If it was every wall that was taught small down, just like the minion, then it wouldn't work.
It would definitely not work, right?
So, whereas if it was full, all of them were full, and there was just one, like if it was like you just said, the 60%,
right?
Then it's going to work.
So why? What was that? But if rove works, what's the difference of ruba de minkra over here? So whatever it is, we're saying there's some weird thing. That's why we need Alach Lomash Misina. Alach Lomash Misina. We need a new Alach Lomash Misina to tell us that even though rove never works like this, it works like it over here. Okay, but why does this rove need a ruba de minkra? Because the rove over here is telling you that what? What is the rove telling you over here? It's not really ruba kakulo. That's wrong. It's not ruba kakulo. What is the rove over here doing? It's defining this as a component of sukkah.
Defining what? The wall?
That's right. That little wall is a deficient, I can call it, I can reference, I can, it's a reference to an entity of sukkah via the concept of rove. In other words, I can see from it, there's an idea that I don't need 3 complete walls. I need 2 complete walls and 1 partial wall. But what's partial mean?
Yeah.
Part of a whole. Okay? So in order for it to... how do I know how big the whole is? Exactly. Yeah. How do I know what the whole entity is? Mm-hmm. You understand? So he's saying...
The whole wall...
He's saying, by using the idea of ruba de minkara, ruba de minkara means that if I look at the wall and I take a measurement of it, and I come up to 4, so that's units, I have 4 units. So now, 4 units is a discernible rove of a cheftza of 7.
Which means it's part of the whole structure. And not just about the wall.
Let's think about this.
Can you repeat
it? So just to explain it a little bit, in both sides really, both interpretations of 4. Well, let's stick with this one first. And that is that the Lachlo Moshe Misinai is what Rabbi Simon did not like about Rav is that the Tefach, according to Rav, is not intrinsically a Cheftza of Sukkah. And therefore, it's different from the other two walls. There's no consistent shame in the three walls of Sukkah. Rav Simon held, Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai is telling you that it doesn't change the character of the three walls. It's not saying that two walls have one character and the third wall is completely different. It's telling you that they're all entities, they're all walls of Sukkah. But two of them have to be from themselves identifiable as a chepso, as an entity of sukkah, and the third one just via reference. But it has to be nicker that it is part of it has to be nicker that it's a chepso of sukkah itself. So when I know that I need seven units, so then once I have four, once I have four, so in the realm of Shiurim, in the units of the Shiurim, I have rove of those units. Now he's saying it's clear what that is a rove of. If I had three and a half, if I have three and three quarters, so then maybe it's rove of then it's rove of some strange entity that's what?
You didn't tell 12.
In other words, it works by association. Associations work in not with a ruler and the calculator. If I say this has to bring to mind that it's an entity of sukkah, then it has to be nicker to the mind that it is a component, what it is a component of. The mind perceives in the simple perception isn't just in terms of the full entities of Tefachim. And right away, you don't have to get out a ruler and start doing math and figuring things out. If I know there are four entities here of Tefach, automatically it references rove of an entity of seven. That's intrinsically, on a very simple observational level. If I had something that was 3.75, so I have to think out, well, what chefza would it be rove of? And I have to do the math and say, well, anything smaller than 7.25, it's rove of. Is that right? 7.5? Anything less than 7.5, it's going to be rove of. Right? But then I have to say, well, what things are seven? It's not working in the realm of the nicker. It's working in the realm of the mathematical. So he's saying that the sukkah, in order to function under this rule of the Lachal Moshe MiSinai, that is the Lachal Moshe MiSinai, that in terms of the third wall, it has to be, the third wall can be not a tefach. He was not learning a tefach, because what's a tefach have to do with sukkah? He's learning it can be a deficient chefza of sukkah. So all you need is two shlemos, two full entities of sukkah, and the third one can be deficient. But deficient means it still has to be recognizable that it's intrinsically a component of sukkah. So that really is the machlokus in the two pshatim over here. Are they saying like this? Let me just give you a little bit of a subtlety on this machlokus, okay? I'll try it once quickly. Oh, yeah. You got it?
I think that's something. I think maybe it's like, I think this is what you're saying. That really, that third wall, basically, it's almost like it has to be almost a full one.
Right.
You know, so basically, if it was just a regular rove, you'd be saying that a rove, oh, it's half. That's not what you're saying. You don't want half of, and therefore, rubik or kulo kind of thing.
Right.
You just want to say, oh, it's almost a good wall.
I'm just saying it has to be nicker that it's
like trying to be a wall, but it's not.
That's
there.
Right. That
it's like trying. It's like reaching for that seven, but it's not there.
Right, because it has to have the shame sukkah. Mm-hmm. Because what he's saying is, Alachol Moshe Rishon is saying that every wall has to have the shame sukkah. Okay, two of them have to be intrinsic, and the third one, it's enough. Since it's not, he might agree with Rav Svara that it's really a stima, but it can't be a chefza of stima on its own. That's not what is. It can't be validated purely as an entity of stima. It can't be. It has to be from the substance of dofen. It has to have the shame sukkah, not just that it's functioning for the other two. One second. But the machlokas, I think, between the pshat of Rashi, whether they say ruba de minkra, or whether you say a davar chashuv, is like this. According to Rashi's pshat, on its own, as a chefza, it has to express sukkah. According to the other pshat, it just has to be a valid chefza of machitza, and its position to the other walls will lend the shame sukkah to it. You understand? It's sort of like the genus and species of walls. You know what I mean? So a seven tefach wall is intrinsically a wall of sukkah. A four tefach thing is just not a negligible entity. It's definitely an entity of mechitza. By putting that four tefach entity next to the other two walls, so now it becomes qualified by the other two walls as a chefza shel sukkah. You understand? But it doesn't have its own intrinsic expression of sukkah. You hear what I'm saying, Rafi?
Yes.
So that's really, they both agree that Rabbi Simon was insistent that the tefach not just be stam, the Halacha Moshe Sinai was not just saying that there's two walls and then stima. No. It has to be three walls of sukkah. The only thing is, Halacha Moshe Sinai is telling you that the third wall of sukkah doesn't have to stem from its own shear of sukkah. It can be just in terms of referencing the chefs of sukkah. As long as it has a shame sukkah, it's enough. They're only arguing now on where it gets the shame sukkah. Rashi says it has to get the shame sukkah by reference to a shir shalim on itself. So then it has to be ruba de minkra, because a reference has to be nikkur. If I'm referring to something, if I'm like a sign for something, it can't require you to get out your calculator and ruler and do computations. There's got to be a sign, a symbol, a representation. It has to represent something. That's on a very basic level. So whereas the Bale Tosos held that it's enough if it's a chetza of mechitza, a makom chashev of mechitza, and it gets its identity of sukkah by being mitzuraf to the other two chetzos. Yes, there?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. They're both, you can sort of put them both in a general way. Have the same general approach to what they don't like about Rav and what they're looking for. That it has to be three walls that have an identity of sukkah, of defano shel sukkah on their own. The only question between them is the shame dofen shel sukkah have to emerge from its own properties, meaning aruba de minkara, or can the shame sukkah in the dofen emerge from its tziruf to the other defanos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say logically they still are learning it's functioning for stima. That's why it doesn't have to have the full shear of sukkah. That function is taken care of. But he disagrees that you can have a foreign entity of just markation, demarcation. It still has to be intrinsically a continuous chefza of three walls of sukkah. So there has to be shaykh of the shame sukkah is chal on that dofen as well. Not that these are your real walls and this is like your markation. Let me just in a very, very simple way. If I was trying to make a sukkah wall at a seven tefachim, how would you count it? If you were measuring it, how would you count it?
By tefachim.
By tefachim. Right? You wouldn't say, well, here's three-thirds of a tefach, and I got another three-thirds of a tefach. Yeah. If I can put together 21 thirds of a tefach, I'll have. Right? Nobody says that. So you count in one, two, three. So once I get to four, in my measuring, that's how you do the Maisa of measuring, by Tfachim. So once I've done a Maisa of measuring Rov before, then I've done a Rov. Understand? That's Dalid. Modedin Bedalid, that's what you do. It's a Tefach.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay? So therefore, I can say from the Chefza of the Dauphin itself, it indicates Sukkah. That's the idea he's reaching for.
It's nicker that it's a sukkah?
It's nicker that it's a chefza of sukkah.
That's what the nicker is.
It's
right.
Not kosher, though.
No. But right. It's nicker that it's in the framework of a puzzle entity of sukkah. It's in the framework of a part of a wall of a sukkah. Right? Because it has most of the function of what the wall of a sukkah does. So it references it. You have a certain idea of reaching for it. But the other sheet is not learning that way. But the point is like this. In theory, what he's saying is Rove really is what you need. But it has to. But what is Rove? Why do you need Rove? Because you need to express in this Cheftza a deficient entity of Sukkah. So therefore he's saying it's not Rove literally like a Ruba Tekulo. It's Rove as a reference. So Rove, when you use Rove as a reference, you have to use the units that you measure the thing in order for it to be a reference. So then it's Ruba de Minkara. That's how you get Ruba de Minkara. Because it's Rove as a reference, not Rove as a qualification of something. That's six in a minion. But the other sheet that says that it's the other sheet that says what? That it's not an idea of reference, because he doesn't like the idea of Ruba de Minkara. He only owns from Ruv, and that's it. So this must be something else. That it has to be a chetza of machitza. So that's why it has to be four. The only thing is, it'll get its identity of being a machitza shel, a deficient machitza shel sukkah, because it's nicker by what it's attached to. So everybody agrees it has to be nicker, really, that is an entity of sukkah. Is it nicker me'atzmo, from the shear of four, that's a ruba de minkara, or is it nicker because it's a chefza of sukkah, of mechitza intrinsically, and it's mitzuraf to the other two walls? So if you would have it on the corner, it would be no good, according to him. That's why it would be no good on the corner out in the yard.
And one tefach attached also wouldn't be good.
One tefach attached would not be good either, because it doesn't have an identity. It looks like you just messed up, and you started, and you stopped, and you just abandoned you never completed anything.
Right.